Task 6. You are going to hear an interview with an Albanian farmer. First, you will have 30 seconds to study the questions below. Then you will hear the text twice. While listening, complete your answers 1 to 7 in a maximum of 4 words. There is one example, 0, at the beginning. After the second listening, you will have 30 seconds to finalize your answers. Start studying the questions now.
A bumpy, scorching 7-hour drive south of Tirana, this is Delvina. Once this place was filled with the colors of citrus groves. They still talk proudly of a time, over 40 years ago, when the Soviet leader, Nikita Khrushchev, came to this very spot to plant an orange tree. But now, other than the odd patch, this land has gone to waste. The farmers have given up, their children have left, the fields and livelihoods have been squeezed dry.
Anton Vesely is one of the few left. He's 67 years old and lives on his own. His children gone abroad. He showed me around the scrap of land he cultivates.
This is a citrus grove. Oranges and citrus fruits. I sell them, but I make very little money, because the market is filled with Greek products. And that's where my children are. They're working in Greece. They have no proper papers, and that means I can't see them. And they can't see me. They've left to build a better life. They have nothing to do here. It's difficult. Really difficult.
And the reasons that there's such an unequal fight between Greek and Albanian farming? Well, you can blame endemic poverty, decades of balmy communism, a hopeless infrastructure. Those are all true. But there's also a 40 billion euro gorilla called the Common Agricultural Policy, the vast system of subsidies that bankrolls European Union agriculture. Even where Albanian farmers are doing their best to mimic Greek farming methods, they are finding it almost unbearably tough. On this farm in Zara, the fruit growers have joined forces to buy heavy equipment and cultivate on a bigger scale. Lifta Rubia told me that Greek watermelons sell at a wholesale price of 3 cents a kilo. He has to make 9 cents a kilo just to cover his costs. Only the heavy rainfall in northern Greece helped him to sell his crop this year.
This year I planted 3 hectares instead of 10. I was scared that we would go bankrupt and get ruined by the Greek competition. However, next year we'll risk it again. We will plant because we have to survive.
The European Union does give Albania some financial help, about 60 million euros a year, but a lot of that money goes towards financing the EU's big concern of a moment, the fight against illegal migration. In Albania, where hundreds of thousands have left over the last few years, this means toughening border controls. Manuela Mecchi from Oxfam's office in Tirana says that's a touch ironic, given how subsidized produce in the EU is stifling so many Albanian livelihoods.
But of course, what do you expect from people? To stay here and starve? They would go somewhere for a better living if they don't have resources or support.
There may, in the future, be one solution to the poverty in the Albanian countryside. When you look out over the country's gorgeous coastline, you see the possibility of tourism bringing some money into this painfully poor country. That will take years yet, as will the distant prospect of European Union membership. Most Albanians are keen on joining, but at the same time, many blame the EU now for adding to their ills.